Druckenmiller calls Treasury's bond program price management, not liquidity. Stanley Druckenmiller, one of the most decorated macro investors alive and the mentor who trained Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, publicly broke with his former protege Monday, calling the Treasury's $4 billion long bond buyback program a mistake that is eroding U.S. credibility. The criticism carries unusual weight precisely because of that relationship. Druckenmiller does not make public criticisms of former colleagues lightly, and when he does, sovereign wealth funds and foreign central banks take notice. The crux of Druckenmiller's argument is a distinction with enormous consequences. The buyback program, he contends, is not genuine liquidity support for the Treasury market, but rather price management, government intervention designed to push yields down or stabilize bond prices in ways that mask the true cost of U.S. debt. Liquidity operations help markets function mechanically. Price management, in his framing, corrodes the credibility that makes Treasury bonds the world's reserve asset in the first place. That critique landed in the same week Barry Eichengreen, the Berkeley economist widely regarded as the foremost scholar of reserve currency history, published a warning about an abrupt loss of dollar confidence, language he rarely deploys. Eichengreen traced his shift in thinking specifically to the tariff announcement the administration called Liberation Day, arguing it introduced a level of policy unpredictability that foreign holders of dollar assets cannot price with confidence. The historical parallel Eichengreen appears to be drawing on is instructive. The British pound's loss of reserve status between roughly 1914 and 1956 did not occur in a single dramatic moment. It eroded gradually, then accelerated suddenly when confidence broke, triggered by a combination of fiscal strain and policy credibility questions rather than purely economic fundamentals. The dollar sits in a far stronger structural position than sterling did in 1956, but the concern both analysts are raising is about trajectory, not current level. If the Treasury is managing bond prices rather than allowing the market to discover them, a question about the true yield lodges in the minds of foreign central banks, and that question, once planted, does not easily disappear. S&P futures were up approximately 32 points to 7,702 Tuesday morning, suggesting cautious optimism on the equity side. But that calm surface sits atop a deepening structural debate. The bond market and the equity market are telling somewhat different stories, and the convergence of Druckenmiller's practitioner alarm and Eichengreen's historical scholarship in the same week sharpens that divergence into something harder to dismiss. The Treasury had not formally responded to Druckenmiller's characterization as of Tuesday morning.